All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, today we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. And we say hallelujah, 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 because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, we bow before you. We bow our hearts before you. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, that you've not left us alone, Lord. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Lord, we bless you and we praise you. Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you. We thank you for Yeshua dying for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for him being raised the third day. We thank you, Lord God, that he is now seated at your right hand as our faithful high priest, interceding for us. And Lord, we thank you. And we bless you and we magnify your name, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing flowing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We ask, Lord God, that you would drive out, that the spirit of sickness will be driven out in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for healing lung cancer. We thank you for healing diabetes type 1, type 2. We thank you, Lord God, for healing pancreatic cancer. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you for the manifestation of that healing in Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you for sciatic nerve pain being healed. I command you to go now in the name of Yeshua. We come against and bind every spirit of addiction in the name of Yeshua. And we command that it be broken in the name of Yeshua. We come against it now. And we bind the addiction of alcoholism. We drive out and we break the generational curse of alcoholism. We break it. We break it. Now, in Yeshua's mighty name, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing epilepsy. No more epileptic seizures. God, I thank you for that person been suffering epileptic seizures since they were 8 years old. We break that generational curse of epilepsy and we command the epileptic spirit to come out. And I command it to go walk in dry places in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, I thank you for healing migraine headaches. You've been suffering with migraine headaches. Every person out there suffering with migraine headaches, I come against that spirit and I command it to go. I command it to leave you now in Yeshua's mighty name. Father, I thank you for that. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. Father God, I thank you for dispatching your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this region. And Lord, I thank you for sending revival. God, I thank you for sending revival. Thank you for sending a refreshing, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for binding this strong man of mind control and deception and rebellion in the name of Yeshua. Send the angels to the top of their thrones in Yeshua's mighty name. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for setting your people free. Thank you, Lord God. Lift the spirit of heaviness. In the spirit of deep grief, those that have lost loved ones, Lord, I thank you for sending your angels to strengthen them, to encourage their hearts, Lord, but let them be delivered from the spirit of deep grief in Yeshua's mighty name. And Father, I thank you. Lord, you're good and your mercy to it. Lord, I thank you for those that are in need of financial miracles. God, send it. Send it. Let it manifest within the next 72 hours. Lord, let financial miracles begin to manifest within the next 72 hours. Yes, Lord. I thank you for that happening. God, I thank you for job promotions, job opportunities. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for putting people into new homes that need homes. Lord, lead and guide and order their footsteps in Yeshua's mighty name. And Father, I want to pray for the pastors and preachers and prophets and evangelists and apostles. Lord, may they begin to preach the full counsel of your word. Lord God, those that are ready to give up, Lord, send a refreshing. Send a word of encouragement to them, Lord, in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, send revival. Send revival. Send revival. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel. That no attacks will come against them. And any attacks that try to come, that it will be exposed. And that you would give the leadership there of wisdom in the name of Yeshua. How to engage in Yeshua's mighty name. And Father, I pray that your blessing be upon this broadcast today. In Jesus and Yeshua's mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to meet you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good and His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Hallelujah. Woo, saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah is imminent. We need revival. Saints, we got to get to the place that where we're yielded, we're surrendered, and we're saying, God, how can I serve you, God? How can I bless you, God? How? Lord, what is it that you need me to do, God? What is it that you want me to do to contribute to your kingdom in this hour? Lord, how can my life be a testimony for those that don't know you? And we began to yield and cry, say, God, here I am. I surrender my life to you. God, I need more of you in my life. God, send more. Give us more. God, there has to be more. More, God, more of your presence, more of your power. God, there has to be more. Saints, saints, we got to press and press and continue to press our way into the kingdom of God and allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us in the place that God wants us to be. Because it's about souls. There are souls that are hanging in the balance, and God needs some faithful soldiers. Soldiers that are faithful, soldiers that are willing and obedient to do what God has commissioned them to do, to go down and to pray and declare that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah, that He is the only way. There is so much idol worship going on, and we need to repent. In the United States of America, we have become idol worshipers. And instead of worshiping the one and true and living God, we've allowed ourselves to be given over to all type of other gods, which has grieved the Spirit of God. Even in the contemporary churches. And we have set the preachers and pastors and artists and on pedestals. And they're nothing but human beings. So when they begin to fall and falter, most people lose their faith in God. God is still God. We've made these individuals our gods. We have elevated our sports stars and TV personalities. And we worship them, and we get so enraptured with who they are that we've lost focus of who Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah is. You know, we're during the football season, something I sit back and I shake my head, and people will sit out in sub-10-degree weather to go watch and sit 3 hours to watch a football game. But you can't get them to sit 2 hours or 3 hours in a church service because we got to be in and out in 45 minutes. There's something wrong with that. We don't love God like we should love God because God has given us life. He sent His Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We need to have a shifting. We need to have a refocus. You heard me talking about it last week, part of the enemy's strategy, and we're in this series, The Temptation, how the enemy diverts our attention and our focus away from God and His Word, and begins to lead us astray down the broad way that leads us to destruction. And you've heard me say that many believers in the body of Christ, this contemporary preaching season, there's not been an equipping of the saints to how to wage warfare, how to engage the enemy. And many people are going through and suffering and going through different trials and circumstances and different things. And the enemy is doing it, and he's coming after you. And you've heard me say this over and over again, the closer you get to God, the more the enemy will come after you. And you say, Pastor D, Dr. D, why do you say that? Because he already got the lukewarm folk. He already got the nominal Christian. Satan wants souls that are a threat to his kingdom. Those that are exposing what he's doing. Those that are truly praying for people to be delivered and set free. If you have a ministry of intercession and prayers, all warfare, all hell gonna break loose around you. If you're standing in the gap and you're praying for ministries and you're praying for young people and teenagers, oh, the devil coming after you. Because those prayers
are like arrows that are shot in the spiritual realm. And we've been addressing this issue about the conflict in the spiritual realm that is taking place. And we was in Ephesians 6 talking about the Apostle Paul. So this is what's going on. This is not flesh and blood. You see, part of the problem with us in the body of Christ, saints, we don't have a biblical worldview of what's taking place and what's going on. One thing I can say about where I attended school at Liberty University, they teach you how to have a biblical worldview first. Part of the problem is we look at it from a carnal worldview, a secular worldview, instead of biblical worldview, instead of saying, well, what's really going on here? And we just embrace it as truth and say, well, no, this is what's going on. We're not allowed to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and to tell us, hey, here's what this is all about. All of these riots and looting and protests and all of these things and stuff like that was going on, that was a spirit of lawlessness and rebellion that was unleashed. And we're seeing the outward manifestation of it. There was a plan, and it worked. And now we're reaping the consequences. The enemy took this territory, and now we got to regain and take that territory back. I wish somebody would say amen. Am I just preaching to myself today? God takes and he shows me so much. And so he's allowed me this platform here to talk about some of these things. And a lot of times I say, Lord, really? This? Because I see things from a biblical perspective. I see things from God's perspective. Because I've studied his word and I've yielded to his word and recognizing the fact that when the enemy comes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy comes with a strategy he has. And he uses the same strategies over and over and over again. And we still don't get it. We don't recognize it. But it's my job to equip you and to expose these strategies so that you can live a victorious Christian life. Whew. Are we going to have hardships? Yes. Are we going to have trials? Yes. Are things going to go wrong? Yes. But we still have to maintain our faith in Christ. We cannot allow the devil to steal our joy and to steal our peace and to rob us of our faith and our relationship in Christ Jesus, because that's exactly what he will come to do. Scripture says he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to steal your relationship. He comes to steal your faith. He comes to steal your joy. And as Jesus endured these temptations in Matthew chapter 4, he was able to repel, and the Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. So when we don't resist and we yield to the enticements, we're in trouble. You are on your way to being taken captive. And he comes, and he will work. He will appeal to the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. How can I get the people of God, the people that are pressing their wind and seeking God, to yield, to fall away? Whew. Man. And why? Because you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. When you become a threat, that's when the enemy wants you. Recognize. The scripture says that the enemy walks around seeking whom he may devour. As a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking and searching. Who is on fire for God in this region, this area? I got to come against this person. And what's so amazing and what's so great about this in spiritual warfare is that God is in control. God is already on top of it. You will come out victorious. If you stand, we read there in Ephesians chapter 6, he kept telling us, stand, stand, and having done all, stand. Don't curl up in a fetal position and start sucking your thumb. It says stand. And recognizing that, saints, do you hear me? It starts in the spiritual realm, and then it is manifested in the natural realm. So when things are happening in the natural realm, it's because of the warfare and the stuff that has happened in the spiritual realm. And you say, well, that just don't sound biblical to me. Well, let's go to Job chapter 1 and let's see what saith the scripture. You're missing straight from the word. Keep your thumb there on Matthew on Matthew chapter 4, because we're going to jump right back into that after we walk through this. That's why we call this Straight From His Word, because we get in the Word of God and we allow the Word of God to speak. And I'm going to give you this illustration so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about this. So I guess we're going to hit this, huh, Holy Spirit? Let's hit it. Verse 1 says in Job 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God, and he hated evil. Okay, see the qualifications? And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one this day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning, and he offered burnt offerings according to the number of them. For Job said in his heart, that it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. Now, I tell this tonight, I put this out there for all you parents that have children. I don't care how old your children are. Stand in the gap. Pray for them. Intercede for them. Because the enemy wants them. And Job knew. He said, you know what? They might not be living right. They might be doing some things that have cursed God. You know what? I'm going to pray, God, protect, save my children. Pray for your children. Intercede for them. They need it more than ever now that the times that we're living in. And I want you to look at this. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Even though he had been expelled, Satan still has access. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. He stands in the courts accusing us day and night. So a lot of times Satan's activity has been delegated to his minions to do their work. They get their assignments and they go about their business. But I want you to look at this. I want you to understand the enticements and the warfare that goes on in the spiritual realm. And then it spills over into the natural realm. Some of you are going to get this revelation. And the Lord said unto Satan, I want you to pay attention to this verse right here. I've said this over and over again. If you can get this and understand this, you're going to have victory. You will defeat any attack the enemy brings your way every single time. Why? Because look what it says. The Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? Satan has to give an account to the Lord God Almighty, who sits on the throne, who created him. Satan is not God's equal. Say it again. Satan is not God's equal. God is the one who's seated on the throne. And Satan had to answer. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And this shows you that God is almighty. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that hates God and hates evil? Think of it. Let's get into this thing. See, a lot of times, if you allow the word of God to come alive, it will speak to you. God already knew what Satan was doing. He knew that Satan had his eye on Job. The Lord said, have you considered my servant? Oh, you're looking for somebody. Oh, you're going to try to steal somebody that worships me. Okay. Saints, I love reading the word of God, because when you really get into it and you just sit back, not from a religious position, but you just sit down and just enjoy the word of God. The Lord said, have you considered Job? You know, it's God sitting back, reclining on his heavenly throne. And then Satan answered the Lord and said to Job, he not. So Satan knew who Job was because of his heart attitude towards God. And that's who he wanted. So God called him on the carpet. You know, God says, okay. And look, so understand this. Satan and his kingdom and his minions, they have a dossier. They have a file on you, on your family bloodlines. Yeah. He has your resume. He knows all of your weaknesses. He knows everything that is precious to you. And he has formulated a strategy and an attack to come against you. So when you are in that relationship with Christ and you're pressing, you're praying, you're reading, you're praising, you're worshiping, you're paying your tithes and your offerings, you're giving, you're serving people, you're feeding the homeless, and you're blessing people with food, and you're blessing people with clothes, and you're praying and interceding for people that are not even worthy of your prayers. You've been identified by the kingdom of darkness. And he says, have you not made a hedge about him? In other words, there was a restraining order, that a heavenly restraining order that's been issued. And when God issues a restraining order against Satan and his minions, they can't violate it because it's been issued by God. He says, we looked this word up in the actual Hebrew. It says restraint, a restraining order. He said, you got a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side. And thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. He says, you got a restraining order. I can't touch him, God. You got him protected. You got him covered. And the only way the enemy can get in is that if we allow him to breach through our rebellion, through our disobedience, through our lack of fellowship with him. He said, you got him covered all around. I can't touch it. Because once God issues a divine heavenly restraining order, Satan cannot breach that. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. You see, when I tell you, you've heard me say that Satan is persistent. He doesn't give up. He's okay, God. You just need to remove your hand from him because it has to come from you. I can't do nothing unless you allow me to do it to him. And he will curse. I remember you heard me say this. He comes to break your fellowship with God. He comes to steal your faith in God and God's ability to do what God has spoken and said. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. The Lord said, okay, I got you. Let's play chess. Oh, you going to play checkers? I'm playing chess. Okay, I'm going to remove the hedge. But you can't touch him. Saints, can we get to the place to where a divine restraining order is issued? And we say, Lord, place it around my children and my grandchildren. That Satan can't touch us that way. So we see here the engagement happening in the spiritual realm, unseen, unheard, unknown. But when you remember that the God that you serve is the creator of the heavens and earth, and he has no equal, and that when he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, the power of sin was broken, and we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Saints, be praying for me. I have Straight Word Christian Ministry. I need your prayers and your financial support. The Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, and his return imminent. And pray for your families and your loved that they receive Christ. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.